call me patient.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Yes, am I speaking with Zoe or Alan? Who am I, let me see here. Karen, is this Karen?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Karen. This is Shira from Family First. How are you doing today?
Good, good.
So just following up with Alan, were you able to schedule the independent enrollment broker assessment for him?
Well, I did, but I need to cancel the whole situation. It's just too much to do. So I need to call the other number, I guess, and tell them that I cancel everything because it's just not going to work out.
Okay. I hear that. Do you not want to do it because it sounds overwhelming and there's a lot of work that needs to be done?
Well, and the person that we wanted to use to do it is not going to be available to us at this time. So it's a moot point.
I got that. You do know that there is an option for us to staff the case with a very able and good caregiver, if that's an option for you.
Say that again.
If it's something that you would want, the agency also does staff. I mean, to say we do provide caregivers. We do provide, all of our caregivers have background checks, are very responsible, trained, and we do provide that service as well. If that's not an option for you to take Zoe.
No, it's not an option at this time. It really isn't.
No. Okay.
So who do I call to cancel, or are you the right person to cancel?
So what's going to happen is they should be reaching out to the day of the assessment, and you could tell them that cancel the assessment then. Okay.
The assessment, you mean the person that's coming out to my home?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they've already called me like on Friday.
Right.
So I can call them back and tell them, not to come.
Okay. Now, Karen, is there any information or any clarity I could provide before I hang up today? I'm just seeing Alan's case here, and I just want to make sure, I don't want you to think that this process is undoable if it's overwhelmed because of the work part, because it really is a very straightforward process in that sense. I just want to make sure, you have all the facts before before you know what you want to do, basically.
Yeah, I do have all the facts. I read the what was needed prior to the person coming to my home. It's not only overwhelming, but it's invasive, and it's like bank statements. Oh, come on, really, 5 years? I just will not do that because I don't really think that it is something that even I could do the work, but I'm not going to go that distance to have my daughter or anyone come in and do what I need to get done. I'll go another route. Okay.
I understand. No, so I have many clients who tell me the same thing, and I'm not trying to convince you. I just want you to hear me out. The bank statements and all that information, it doesn't go to the agency. It goes straight to the county. The county already has that information because you file taxes. They have all that. The reason why they do request it is first off, that information just goes to the county, which means that it's all state, and it's like the bank asking for their statements, which they already have because it's all under the county, right? Second, all that information is only provided for the benefit to see if you qualify under that, because you can't make more than $2,900 a month. Alan can't make more than $2,900 a month to go on the waiver program. And third, we have over 100,000 participants in Pennsylvania who are under the waiver program and have done this. And their information is very protected, and it's not something that gets strung out. It's under a lot of laws, and it's not something that gets out anywhere. It's just the county does provide it for people to get onto the waiver. Like I did state before, it is a state county provided program. What does that mean? That they can't just have everybody get onto the service because everybody would want their grandkid or grandchild or neighbor to be their caregiver and get paid for it. So that's why they provide this rigorous process. So, not everyone is able to get through. But if Alan, needs that assistance, and that's if you're scared of the exposure in that sense, I would say, trust me, where trust me, it's not something that would harm you or hurt you in any way whatsoever. And
Oh,
I
it's
could,
in okay
you
out.
know.
Right. I understand what you're saying totally. I'm not scared of anything at this time in my life. I can't be scared. But the thing is that your agency or any other agency cannot pay the wife, if it was vice versa, or the husband to get paid to do the things that we already do. And that to me baffles me. I don't really understand that, and I don't
Nope.
get it. But the thing is that I already do a lot of the things because right now, thank God, I'm not sick. I can do these things, but with the help, it would be greatly appreciated, and it would be appreciated for my daughter or my son or whomever to pay to get paid to do it. However, you guys are going to want to know what I make too in order for this to be viable. I get that.
No.
And
It's not that at all. It's first off, I'm confirming right now about the spouse situation. Again, let me redirect that. It's not the agency that doesn't want, because we would. It's the county. It's the laws. We
oh,
can't. We
yeah,
can
I
only
understand.
provide that.
Yeah, I
So,
understand.
and we do let children could be caregivers. Spouses, on the other hand, it's a whole different story because. If, especially if you're legally married, it's not something that could be viable. I have girlfriends who are the caregivers, boyfriends, but spouses legally married, that just falls under rules that we can't cross. But again,
But you're gonna want to know my money, what I make.
no, I don't.
That's gonna
I
be a that's gonna be a part of the total $2,900.
no. Unless
Okay.
no,
All
I
right.
think it's just Alan. Honestly, I have never had to ask for the other spouse's income.
Okay, I understand. But my daughter's not gonna be able to do it, and I wouldn't want anybody else coming in to do what we
Okay.
need to get done at this time.
That's
Maybe
fine.
down the line we'll be able to come back with your company because there are hundreds of companies out there like yours that are vying for this information.
No,
And
listen,
I.
it's not, again, we don't get that information. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. All that
No, no.
financial information, we don't get. It's the county that gets it.
I understand that because they have all of our information already. They know
Right.
how much we make, they know what our Social Security is already. They know that. So, and
Right.
I understand that, but it is not valuable. It is not viable for us at this time to do that. Okay. We're going to go another way, and I thank
Okay.
you for explaining that to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine. Yep. Amazing. Well, stay well, keep warm, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you so
Bye.
very much.